From Washington, this is VOA News. 100s more U.S. military advisors heading to Iraq. Another 450 U.S. military advisors are being deployed to Iraq to bolster security forces battling Islamic State militants. It will bring to more than 3,500 the number of U.S. military personnel now operating in the country. President Obama's decision follows his talks in Germany with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on the sidelines of the Group of Seven summit. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday said the new advisors will be based in Anbar province and have specific duties.
Build up the capacity of Iraqi security forces, give them the benefit of training by U.S. and our coalition partners. We also are seeking to more efficiently provide equipment and materiel to the Iraqi security forces and those fighters that are working in concert with Iraqi security forces.
He says they also hope to mobilize and train Sunni tribesmen to take up arms against the IS group, which seized the provincial capital Ramadi last month. The United Nations and major world powers are urging rival factions in Libya to accept a power-sharing agreement and put an end to nearly 4 years of fighting terrorism and political turmoil. UN envoy Bernardino Leon said time is running out on the North African country.
Libya has no more time. This is my first message. And for all those who are listening from Libya, it's very important to understand and to translate these in concrete action, in saying very clearly that enough is enough and that the time has come to make a deal.
He spoke at national unity talks held in Berlin Wednesday involving representatives of Libya's rival governments, the five permanent UN Security Council members, and several European nations. The internationally recognized government has expressed its unhappiness with the latest proposal. This is VOA News. Tunisia's navy rescued more than 350 migrants off its coastline and searched for hundreds more. The mostly African migrants were trying to reach the Italian island of Lampedusa. They had left Libya aboard a makeshift vessel that broke down. The Belgian navy, part of a European Union effort to rescue thousands making the perilous journey, arrived at the Sicilian port of Augusta Wednesday with over 200 migrants. Philippe de Kock is the ship's commander.
There were about 213 people on board, a lot of children, 87 children, also very small children. The youngest one was only 40 days old. Also many women, the mothers of the children, 45 women, and the rest were all men. A lot of families. They had been at sea for almost 6 days. All the food and the water they brought with them was already consumed, so they needed some food and water. We gave it to them when they came on board.
The EU rescue effort followed the deaths of hundreds of migrants in one incident in April that caused an international uproar. The deputy UN peacekeeping official warned the UN Security Council Wednesday that any hope for peace in Sudan's restive Darfur region is in jeopardy. Assistant Secretary General for Peacekeeping Edmund Mullet says the government's military operation against rebels has had a devastating impact on civilians.
Humanitarian organizations estimate that at least 78,000 people have been newly displaced by conflict in Darfur only this year. In addition, the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs received reports of some 130,000 additional international displaced persons, but was not yet able to verify.
The Security Council is to decide later this month whether to extend the UNAMID peacekeeping mission for Darfur for another year. Burundi's government has agreed to delay presidential elections, now to be held July 15th, after President Pierre Nkurunziza signed a decree accepting a proposal by the country's Electoral Commission. Parliamentary polls are to be held June 29th. The government has been under pressure to move the dates back amid persistent pre-election violence over Mr. Nkurunziza's decision to seek a controversial third term in office. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott warned Thursday of the Islamic State group's global ambitions and said more must be done to combat the organization's mass appeal. He said Australia is looking for ways to get tougher with its citizens who go to fight with the IS group overseas. The European Commission says it is not satisfied with Greece's latest reform proposals. Athens has 3 weeks to come up with enough cash to avoid default on its obligations to the International Monetary Fund. The Standard & Poor's credit rating agency said the country likely will default on its commercial debt within a year without a deal. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.